Welcome to the monthly reading with T and Abby. We will be uploading every month on TTV and T Radio. In these readings, we will be discussing the energy for that month and some advice on how to get through it. Plus, Abby will be drawing the monthly tarot cards. If you like these types of readings, then please give us a like and don't forget to subscribe or follow us so you can be notified of our next upload. I will have all the links in the description to our shows, websites, and social medias. Now on to the reading.
Hello, and thank you for having me again. I am so excited to be here. I have pulled a couple cards for the energies of January, and it's looking pretty amazing. So first up, we have the Page of Pentacles, which is all about manifestations and skill development. There's going to be a lot of new beginnings, perfect for the beginning of the year when it comes to creative projects. The Pentacles are related to very material things and earthly things, especially money. So like new jobs, new possessions, business ventures, really turning those material dreams into reality. This would be a time to manifest your personal goals. You have endless possibility and potential, especially when you put your mind to it. This is not a time for recklessness though. Do your research, become knowledgeable. Take those necessary steps to create with focus and determination. Make clear plans of what you want and stay grounded. What is the next realistic step for you? Stay focused on those little goals, those little baby steps. What is realistic for you? You know, knowledge is power, as the saying goes, but you are a student of the universe, so expand your potential. Manifest those dreams by setting a clear goal for yourself. This is the beginning of a new year, so it's a clean slate, and it's going to set you up for the rest of 2020. Next, we have the Eight of Swords, which is sort of a woe is me card. Release those restrictive thoughts. Whatever you are out of alignment with is your inner self. So it's time to release what doesn't serve you. You can and you deserve all good things. One of my favorite sayings. Sometimes you have to let go of old ways so you can give yourself a fresh start. You are your own worst enemy with this card. Replace that negativity with positivity. Your thoughts will manifest your reality. So be proactive. Use what is available to you to help you be open to finding solutions rather than fixating on the problem. This is sort of a stalemate card as well. So trust your intuition. If it feels right and will leave positive impacts, then do it. Self-love, trust yourself. Release those I can't, I won't, I don't want to, and focus on what you do want and get out of those negative self-restricting thoughts. Next up, I pulled King of Wands, which is really about taking leadership of your desires. What is your vision? What do you want to achieve for you? Manifest what you want. Release those I can'ts, I won'ts that the Eight of Swords indicated, and find like-minded people. Believe in yourself. This is not a go with the flow card and is more focused on intent and action. See your goals through to the end. Opportunity will bring positive outcomes. So set your mind on just tackling the challenges that come towards you. If you want to be successful, you will. What positive impacts can you make for your future during this time? Again, you have a clean slate and the universe is on your side. Next up, we have the Eight of Pentacles. Eight seems to be a number for 2020, which I think is pretty amazing because eight is the number of material abundance and career abundance and success, which really goes along with this reading perfectly. But eight is also about finding balance spiritually and internally. This is a card of mastering your craft and really growing yourself and what interests you. Hard work and determination will always pay off. So hone your skills, dedicate yourself to those finer details and refine your craft. Continuously improve yourself. By continuously improving yourself, you will not only make yourself happier, but you'll also step into finding balance within your inner self and really aligning yourself with your higher purpose. Commit to making those positive changes for you, and everything around you will fall into place. Invest in yourself and your development. Lastly, we have the star, which is all about spirituality and hope and finding purpose. This is a card that is very much so connected to the divine. Usually it is after a destruction of some sort. So if you feel that 2019 left you a little broken, ragged, and just feeling a little bit empty and you're unsure of where to go, if it was a mountain to climb, the star says that the beginnings of this new year in January is really just about refinding that new sense of self and just self-discovery after a hard year. Your heart is going to be filled with hope for 2020. Like, this is a new year, a new slate. The universe has your back. So dig deep into finding your true purpose in life and revitalize yourself. Take a moment to work on you. Let go of those 2019 thoughts that were like, woe is me. Like, I can't continue. You got this. This is only the beginning. What is your highest and greatest version of yourself? Remove those limitations, negativities, hindrances, and blockages and transform yourself. Open your heart to embrace all that you are and truly spread love and light. Three cheers for 2020. It's going to be amazing.
Hey guys, it's T. So January, being the first month of the year, carries the number one with it. The number one resonates with new beginnings, self-love, self-reliance, and best of all, new opportunities. This is definitely the month to start those new projects and to set those new goals for yourself. Set those intentions and put those manifestations out into the universe. It is time to live your life's purpose and walk in your truth. New people will be coming into your life along your path to help you with your soul's mission. Allow this help. Trust in your angels and guides, for they are with you to guide and protect you. Do not lose faith, even if you do not see positive changes right away. The right things will come to you when the timing is right, and not necessarily when you want it to happen. So this month, we have the full Wolf Moon Lunar Eclipse in Cancer. It will be happening on January 10th, and if you are an empath or an HSP, this could affect you emotionally. So do not bottle up your feelings. You need to stand firm in your truth and communicate those feelings to those who have affected you. Use the spirit of the wolf to howl loudly and speak directly. This is a great time under the wolf moon to focus on goals and make life decisions for the long run. This is also a good time to focus on your career. Know your worth and ask for that raise or promotion. Or if you're stuck in a dead-end job, it is time to look for a better one. Or better yet, start working on becoming self-sufficient by discovering and working on your passion and turning that passion into income for yourself. What's the old saying? Choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life. Namaste.